This is KCUR 89.3. Danny Kane owns the Raven Bookstore in Lawrence. He's also a poet who's about to release his first book, Continental Breakfast. KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf spoke with Kane about how the suburban landscape inspires him.
The place you're writing about is a very anonymous landscape that can be found anywhere across the country and even in other countries now, with all the same stores at every major highway stop, it seems like. Why do you like that? Why do you want to write about that?
A lot of the poetry based in place has ignored the landscape that I write about in Continental Breakfast. And so there's a lot of poetry about nature, which is great and it's fine, and I understand where that comes from. But, like, what did you have to drive past to get to that nature? And there's no reason that's not worthy of poetry, too. This elevating nature to be, like, the only landscape that's worth writing about, or maybe occasionally Paris, I think it ignores a very interesting and very, very common vocabulary of landscape that many, many people are familiar with.
And you don't hate it, right?
I think the condemnation of this would be too easy. So the most interesting thing to me is to take a critical look at the people who form their lives in these landscapes, including me.
Including you, yeah. And will you read a little bit of Continental Breakfast?
Sure. Continental Breakfast. All the waffles in Texas are shaped like Texas. All the waffles in Ohio are shaped like waffles. Toast the English muffin. Put the sausage and egg patty in it. Then put the whole thing in a napkin in your pocket. I may not know much, but I know it's 5 hours to Terre Haute, and they've got a pretty good Fazoli's. I may not know much, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Right. So what thoughts or feelings about the suburbs do these poems grow from?
They grow from probably nostalgia first, reflecting upon a childhood in this landscape.
And that was Cleveland, right?
Yeah, outside Solon, Ohio. And that's another thing. When you're from the suburbs, you always say the name of the biggest city nearby. So there's nostalgia. There's love. The poem Continental Breakfast itself comes from a legitimate love of hotel breakfasts. It's a weird love.
I don't mind them at all.
Yeah.
So the second part of your, or actually it's the third part of your book, takes place in the living rooms of your extended family. Will you tell us about those spaces?
Sure. The section is called Uncle Harold's Maxwell House Haggadah. It's a sequence of poems that mirrors the Passover service as read from the Haggadah, which is the little kind of paper-bound prayer text. In this case, sponsored by Maxwell House, who Maxwell House Coffee, for almost 100 years, has given away free Haggadahs with purchase of coffee, essentially becoming the main corporate sponsor of American Passover.
I had no idea that was going on.
Yeah. You still, to this day, if you go into a supermarket in a part of town with a high Jewish population, they've got little cardboard displays of the free Haggadahs. So that's part of it. But the spaces themselves, these living rooms, I always thought of as a space of joy. There's plenty of tragedy and grief in the family and also in the Passover holiday. Yet my family, it's so much fun. And we find a way to laugh so much at Passover. And that's the inspiration for that whole sequence.
Will you read a bit of one of those poems?
Sure. So the kind of structural skeleton of the Maxwell House Haggadah is the four wine glasses, which are the four wine glasses you drink during the Seder. There's a section in the Haggadah where it says we raise the third glass and say, and much of the language in this section is taken from the Haggadah directly. We raise the third glass and say, and this cup is for Danny, who married a Gentile and moved to Kansas to write poems about us, even though he won't let us read them. Even though you can't get a health insurance pension plan job with an MFA. We open our front door to greet him and invite him to join our Seder. We pray that he will return to us, even though he probably won't. Let us call Uncle Harold, Grandfather Harold, for the first time. Let us thank God for the most precious of all his gifts, Jewish grandchildren. Let us add more, subtract less. May the other cousins take a frikakta hint.
That was Lawrence writer Danny Kane speaking with KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf. Kane's new book of poems, Continental Breakfast, will be out next week.